Welcome back to the Tiger Football Halftime Show here on KDRP and the Sun Radio Sports Network. 3:44 left here in the halftime break. Hey, huge shout out to Jay Tracy up in the state of Oklahoma, but tuning in. So love hearing from all of our fans all around the great state of Texas and around the world as they tune in to Tiger Football here on KDRP. All right, so I've been doing some scouting, some advanced scouting. Talked to Assistant Athletic Director Coach Marisa Tuesday. And she said, think we're going to try to look at for the next round, kind of setting up a coin flip, for where we're going to go. So we won't know any details yet, but she's going to keep me updated. So we'll be somewhere, and it'll be somewhere next week. We know that.
And right? It'll be at some time.
And it'll be at some time, and it will occur at a place. So that's
going to be football.
Yes, and football will be played. That's what we know so far. Here's what I can tell you, though, for who the likely opponent will be. Right now, fourth quarter, 8:29 left. Medina Valley leading that one 42-7. So similar score there, but they're in the fourth quarter. So 42-7, Medina Valley Panthers. For those of you who remember Medina Valley, a familiar foe for the Tigers in district for a few years. It was a long trip going out there. We've got ourselves a heck of a game, by the way, with those Lake Travis Cavaliers right now. Lake Travis 13, San Antonio Brennan 7. That game coming down to the wire. 4:39 left to play in that one in the fourth quarter.
How about that?
I'm going to be keeping my eyes on that one in the 6A Division I playoffs. Just you always look at your district teams, you know,
sure,
kind of go, okay, how are they doing?
Yeah.
So New Brennan was good. I didn't know that they'd take LT to the wire like that. So Cuero gets another touchdown. They're leading Gonzalez 28-14. Still plenty of time for the Apaches in that one, though. Let's see, 5 minutes left in the third quarter, and the Blanco Panthers, our neighbors to the west, all over Catula right now. That one at the two-minute timeout in the fourth quarter. Blanco leading that one 56-0. So there are your scores from around the Sun Radio Sports Network. About a minute 37 left until we kick this second half off. And, again, don't forget Tigers receiving. Okay, Mike, what are you doing? You're Coach Z. How do we start this third quarter out?
Well, I guess since that's the way you coaches like to do it, that you would just bring your starters out
yep.
for a series or two.
At least one. Yep, at least one.
And then bring them back out of the game to get rest. I mean, there's not much you can say strategy-wise.
No.
Whatever you did in the first half, do it again, fellas.
Yep. Well, that's funny. It's an interesting thing, especially when you have that big a lead. I always felt like any big lead was really interesting because you don't have a lot of adjustments to make, right?
And this
is funny, but just hashing, like as a coach, I was never super good at trying to anticipate what their adjustments were going to be. It just was something I wasn't necessarily gifted at. So I would just kind of say, okay, we'll see. And then, you know, go with the same things. Let's see what happens. You know, we'll do a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And then typically speaking, if that team now, I think this game is a little bit different. But in a game where they might, you know, go on a little run or something like that in basketball, then you call your timeout and that's, okay, they're doing this. Now let's adjust, right?
Now let's do that.
Now in this one, if you're the Tigers, I think realistically the best thing that could happen is about a 6.5-minute drive. I anticipate seeing Gota get some more touches here in the second half. Maybe try and shorten the game. Maybe try and grind that clock down a little bit.
Well, the only way they're going to do that is if they fall down at the 20 and decide not to get into the end zone. Because I don't know if they can have a 6-minute drive the way this offense has been going up and down the field like it's a video game.
Absolutely. You know, I don't know how, you know, I know there's like different definitions from some people about explosive plays, but I'm just going to say plays over 15 yards so far. Tigers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 different plays over 15 yards. When you go to over 13 yards, they had 3 additional ones of those. So now you're talking about 9 different plays that went for 9 different plays that went for 13 yards or more. So here we go, folks. We're getting ready for third quarter action. Harlan going to be starting in the north end zone on the left side in your mind's eye. Tigers returning from the right. Harrison Rohrer back to return. Looking for who else that is.
Well, and it'd also be a good reminder probably for Galen to tell his guys, hey, they've got seniors on their team. They're going to keep playing hard here, fellas, till the end.
That kick goes out of the back of the end zone and over Rohrer's head. for the touchback. So Tigers going to take over. First down and 10. This one going to be on their own 25-yard line. So actually the worst field position of the night for the Tigers with the touchback there. So first down and 10. Tigers.
And it's at their own 25.
Yep. Dripping Springs going to be looking at Medina Valley as their potential opponent next week should they continue the trend and be able to finish this game out with the win. First down and 10, Tigers. Ball on the left hash. Two receivers to the right. Cooper Reed solo left. Gota in the backfield with Chase Ames. Now they're going to motion Montgomery from the right to the left. Back to passes. Ames under pressure. Now he's got a man thrown deep. Caught by... Down and 10 now for the Tigers.
And it looked from here like he caught it. I thought he caught it there, Craig, but no argument from Cooper, so obviously he did not.
I think that one might have been broken up on the ground. This one an inside handoff to Gota. He's going to be met in the backfield. Going to be a loss of one on the play. So far, two plays, loss of one at yard for the Tigers. Third down now and 11 for Dripping Springs. Again, Tigers coming into this one averaging 47% success rate on their third down. So far tonight, they are 2 for 2.
We were speculating about the mindset of Galen Zimmerman. Well, that play just two plays ago just showed it. What the heck? First play, let's throw it deep. Go deep, young man. Go deep.
Empty backfield for Chase Ames. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Tight end is still in. There's the snap. Ames going to have to step up. He's going to be sacked all the way back at the 15. So Harlan defense came to play here in the third quarter. To start that, Tigers go three and out and bring out the punt team for the first time tonight.
And it kind of sounds silly to say, but it was probably a smart move for Chase to just go ahead and take the sack. You don't want to throw the thing up when you're up 42-7. Just take your lumps and go on to the next play and punt the football.
That's right. Three plays go for negative 10 yards. Mateo Perez, your punter, standing at his own one-yard line. There's the snap. It's good, but it is blown dead. So, no, I don't see a visible flag. So Harlan takes a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one with them, folks. Stay tuned. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
For Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Grease Monkey, Quick Lube, and Brakes, servicing our community's automotive needs, including oil changes, battery replacement, transmission services, and brakes. Located on Highway 290, just west of the HEB Shopping Center. Appointment bookings online at greasemonkey.com. And by Communicare, offering integrated primary and specialty care for patients of all ages, including pediatric, family and sports medicine, teen health, senior care, dental and behavioral health services. Locations in Kyle, Wimberley, San Marcos, and San Antonio. More information at communicaresa.org.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. So Tigers go three and out. Punt team is on the field. Harlan calls a timeout. Looks like they were adjusting their coverage. Mateo Perez lined up at his one. There's the snap. Harlan has the return on Perez, able to get a low line drive out of this win. Return man has it at the 45, out of bounds at the 41-yard line. That's number 6 for the Harlan Hawks, Jordan Grady. So Harlan going to take over for their first drive of the second half. And again, their best field position on the night in Dripping Springs territory at the 41.
Well, and me being a glass half full guy, Craig, right. You know this. Great job to get the punt team some work here tonight,
yeah,
because they hadn't been out there a whole lot so
Nothing
far.
Doing so far for the punt team. So here we go. First drive for the Harlan Hawks. Ball on the right hash in Tiger territory at the 41. Snap is low. Trotter going to take off running to his right. Has the edge 40-35 before he goes out of bounds. Let's see what they give him. They're going to mark him at the 35, so had it right. Gain of about 6 on the play.
And this is where my mind goes, I guess, when it's 42-7, but Trotter reminds me of the Roadrunner.
Yes. There's the snap, sweep play to the left side for Graham. Met at the line of scrimmage and dropped. I think that might have been Brasher again with the stop, and it was Dylan Brasher. Maybe. Nope, looks like it's going to be no gain on the play. So far, Ja'Ivory Graham not able to find running room. 7 carries, 11 yards on the night.
And you mentioned Brasher, but heck, there was a handful of teammates also all around that swarmed after he made the initial hit.
Third down and 4, 9:43 left here in the third quarter. Now there's going to be a flag, and that's going to be a procedure penalty against Harlan. So move them back 5. Third and 4 goes to 3rd and 9. Not what you want if you're a Harlan Hawk fan.
No, now it's 3rd and long again. I'd be curious to know what their third down percentage is tonight. It's not very high, I'll tell you that.
I don't have that officially, but I'm going to say low.
I think that's a good guess.
I would want to think they've had two chances to convert. On two drives, they've had chances to convert third downs. Here we go, 3rd down and 9 for the Hawks. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Trotter's got the snap rolling out to his left, throwing to his left. Incomplete. Great coverage right there. I believe that was number 6. Looking at it, yes. Number 9, Colton Tripp on the coverage. So 4th down now and 9. Looks like Harlan is going to leave their offense on the field.
That'll look like another half dozen Dripping Springs Tigers in that secondary that time, too. The Tigers appear to be playing defense with 15 players here tonight.
So far, they've had everything covered up.
Everything.
Well, they're doing a good job keeping Trotter contained, and I think that's the biggest part of the Harlan offense is, getting him out in space. Here we go, 4th down and 9. They empty the backfield for Trotter. 3-man pressure for the Tigers. They try and contain here. Now Trotter going to try and take off. He's hit by a man. Now he breaks a tackle, hit by another man. He is not going to have it, though. Stopped well short at the, looks like, 36. He needed to 31. So turnover on downs. Tigers going to take over. The defense says, hey, you know what? We'll do the heavy lifting here in the second half.
Boy, absolutely. And they certainly have done the heavy lifting against Trotter, that's for sure.
Yeah, Aldrick Trotter really, coming into this, averaging a little over 75 yards running per game. Has 9 rushing touchdowns on the season, 650 yards overall. But again, so far tonight, he only has, I believe he's going to have maybe 37 yards. Tigers have it 1st down and 10 at their own 36 now. 2 receiver set. They're going to motion Cooper Reed out to the right side. Handoff goes inside to Goda. He's able to push the pile ahead. Going to be a short gain, though, maybe 2 on the play.
Medina Valley, who knows? Perhaps we'll be back here in San Antonio next week playing.
Yeah, could be. Could be San Antonio, could be Austin, could be somewhere in between. That's the fun part about the playoffs. It's little that unpredictability. So Tigers still with the 2 tight end set. Ryder Mustaine and Ronnie Folks in. One on either side. There's the snap. Delayed handoff goes to Goda. Going to fall ahead across the line of scrimmage. Maybe a half a yard there. So 3rd down and long now.
Miles Kennedy, I don't know if he's here with the team.
Yes,
or if he's I
saw him in street clothes.
All right, so he's happy. He's got another game he can play in if the Tigers can hold on here. Assuming that he heals.
3rd down and officially 8 for Dripping Springs. Tigers with the 3 receiver set. Montgomery and Bloomgren outright. Cooper Reed solo left. Ball on the left hash. Folks is tight end right. There's the snap back to pass his aim. Setting up the screen for Montgomery, and he just drops the ball. I think he was looking ahead. Had some running room, but that one just in and out of his hands and incomplete.
He definitely had some running room, Craig, but you're right. Those coaches always holler, ball first, ball first, ball first. And he was looking upstream to see how far he could get down the field.
Looking for his running lanes there was James Montgomery.
And he had one.
Yeah, he had a really good seam, too. They set it up well. So Mateo Perez coming in for his second punt. A little bit better setup here as he's lined up at his own 25. Puts his boot into that one at the 30. Holds up nice. Takes a Harlan bounce back from the 30 up to the 42. So Harlan going to take over, still in their territory on their side of the field, but it's going to be 1st and 10 Hawks at their own 42-yard line for their 10th drive of the night.
Obviously, it depends on what the negotiations end up being after this game, Craig, but I guess Thanksgiving week is a really kind of a weird and awkward
it always is a
way to
week.
Handle things as yep. a coach. Yeah, that's kind of difficult. We'll you talk know, more about that, I guess.
That when you're a coach, though, it's those weeks that you kind of love it because it means you're playing good football, right?
And that's you the thing.
When you get to the third rounder and you're playing Thanksgiving football. And it's so hard, too, for people who hadn't been around a long time in Dripping Springs to remember the days where, like, just getting to the playoffs was a really big deal. And now it's playing Thanksgiving football is a huge deal. So here we go. First down and 10. Harlan, their own 42-yard line, three-man pressure. It's going to be a quarterback keeper by Trotter, corralled at the 42. Going to fall ahead to the 44. So give Trotter a gain of 2 on that play. It's going to be second down now and 8.
Well, and as a fan of the Texas Longhorns, I can tell you that expectations really determine what kind of season you have. You know, one team's 9-3 is not the same as another team's 9-3.
Absolutely, absolutely. Second down and 8 now for the Hawks. Ball at their own 44. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Ball just on the left side of the right hash. There's the snap. Keeper by Trotter has a seam at the 50. Good tackle right there. Had running room. Going to be brought down near the line to gain, but they're going to say he's a yard short. So into Tiger territory at the 49. It's going to be third down now and 1.
Brasher that time looked frustrated about something that happened on the line of scrimmage. That's good. That's a good mindset if you're winning 42-7 and you're frustrated that a play didn't work.
Under center is Trotter. Throws it complete to a man across the 45 down to the 44. That's number 13, Dennis, again for the Hawks. And Harlan gets their first down of the second half. So 5-yard gain on the play officially. First and 10, Harlan. They're going to hand it to Graham. Has a little bit of running room across the 40 down to the 38. 6:20 left here in the third quarter. Tigers leading this one 42-7. Just working to hold on to this lead so they can advance to the third round of the UIL 6A Division II football playoffs.
So, Dripping Springs High School, how many days off will they get next week for Thanksgiving, Craig?
School gets the whole week off.
All right.
The football team
right.
won't get a single one. So, second down now and 4. There's the snap. Quarterback keeper by Trotter works the left side. Great pursuit and tackled. No gain on the play. That's Brasher again. Dylan Brasher's name getting talked about a lot tonight. Another stop. So, it's going to be no gain. Third and 4 now.
He's been all over the field, and you know that Coach De Los Santos all week was telling these guys, you better tackle number 9, and they certainly have.
Third and 4 going to be a pass for Trotter in the seam, has a man complete at the 30. First down and 10, Hawks. That's number 88, the tight end for Harlan. That's Perkins. So ball is at the 30. First down and 10, Harlan. 5:13 left here in the third quarter. Tigers with the 42-7 lead looking to advance in the playoffs. Four-man front for Dripping Springs. Two receivers to the right, two tight ends in the game. Handoff goes to Graham. Has some running room up to the 25 before he's stopped. So Graham's starting to get something going there. 5-yard gain on the play.
So the team will practice throughout the
Absolutely.
Week.
Absolutely, yeah.
Guess.
So they'll do the
Regularly,
same thing.
Right?
It'll be the exact same. So Saturday they'll do their thing, and then going into, just like they always do. So that's a quarterback keeper there for Trotter. Has some running room, maybe a gain of 2. I look like he had more yards than they spotted him. They're only going to give him 1 there. So it's going to be third down now and 4. At the 24-yard line. They need the 20 for the first down. But, yeah, partner, what they'll do, exactly like they do, they'll bring the guys in tomorrow just like they normally do, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, they'll just get a start later. But they'll run a run through on Thanksgiving Day. They'll do a lot. They'll do some special things because it's Thanksgiving, but having
right.
Having been through it before when my son was a junior on the scout team, I remember it was just kind of a normal thing. That's just what you did. Here we go, third down and 4. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Quarterback keeper for Trotters met at the 24. Falls ahead maybe a yard to the 23. They're not going to give him much, though.
And guess who tackled him?
Looks like Dylan Brasher underneath him there.
Yes.
Is Dylan Brasher able to sit underneath him? Tell you what, good class right there by offensive lineman number 51 for Harlan. He helps pick Brasher up off the ground. Fourth down and 3 now for the Hawks.
You're obviously going to go for it here.
So Trotter on the fourth down and three. He's got two backs in the backfield, two receivers to either side. Handoff goes to the running back. He's going to fall ahead. They're marking him with enough, obviously. He's at the 21.
Well, you think?
I don't know, actually. They might have marked him short. So I thought they were giving him the 20, but they're saying it's the 21, and he's stopped. Tiger defense stands up again, and it's another turnover on downs. So second turnover on downs for the Harlan Hawks here as the Tiger defense stands strong yet again.
And it was Graham, their big back there, Craig. You figure he could pick up a couple of yards, but this Dripping Springs Tigers defense, they definitely came to play here tonight. They have played with their hair on fire the whole game.
Yeah, Tiger defense has been amazing. Hey, shout out to Senor Rene Rodriguez. Thanks so much for tuning in. You know we always love hearing from you. Tigers keeping the starting offensive unit out there on the field. Pistol formation. Handoff, no, it's going to be a play fake. Nice little play fake setup. Got running room 30, 35, 40 before he's knocked out of bounds. Believe they set something up for number 87, Ronnie Folks, the tight end. And Folks goes up near midfield. First down and 10, Tigers.
He really did. He's feeling himself a little bit out there tonight. He did a good job on that play and was able to pick up some positive yardage on the far sideline.
20-yard gain on the play. Tigers first and 10 at their own 41. Three receivers to the right, one to the left. Screen pass for Montgomery. He's going to be near midfield before he goes out of bounds. So good gain for the Tigers. Give him about 6 or 7. Going to be second down now and short.
Well, you know these playoff games are all scouted, Craig, and I feel like Dripping Springs has done a good job of putting a whole lot of things on tape tonight. For the coaches from the other teams to study.
Same formation, same wide receiver screen, and now he's got more running room. Into the 40 goes James Montgomery before he goes out of bounds, so into Harlan territory across the 40 at the 38.
What I was trying to say, and I didn't say it very well, is that Dripping Springs has so many weapons as a scout, it must just blow your mind because you want to go back to your coach and say, Coach, we need to stop number whatever. But there's a whole lot of numbers that you got to stop if you're going against Dripping Springs.
Same formation, aims back to pass, looking left, throwing left. There is a flag. It's incomplete, though, intended for Cooper Reed. Overthrown, but I believe they're going to catch Harlan with a hold.
Well, and they're holding on for dear life. It's against Cooper Reed, and they just don't have anybody that's big enough, strong enough, or good enough to really cover Cooper Reed on a consistent basis.
So waiting for the official to make the call, but I saw the sideline official say holding against the defense, and it is.
And you know what would be curious, and I guess maybe Galen Zimmerman has this stat, but maybe not. How many pass interference
has he drawn
this year? Because it's been a ton.
I'm
going to go with a ton.
Tough cover. So one metric ton of penalties.
Metric ton of pass interference penalties.
Yeah, very different, right? The metric ton's so different. So, yeah. Very, very different there.
Kilometers, and I don't know what I'm doing. And
three receivers to the right.
Is kilometers metric?
Yes, kilometers is metric. Good job. Good job.
How about
meters,
that?
Kilometers. So here we go, first and 10 Tigers after the holding penalty. Ball up to the 28-yard line. Folks moving to the H-back spot on the right side. Aims back to pass, looking right, throwing right. Has a man wide open. Touchdown, Tigers. It looked like Harlan just stopped, and the Tigers get the touchdown. That's number 7, Merrick Blumgren. Such an odd play, partner. It was almost like a practice play where the defense just gave up, and Blumgren had 25 yards on the next nearest man. Hey, you know what? Touchdown, Tigers.
Touchdown, Tigers. I thought he was going to call for a fair catch because he
was
just
that wide
standing
open.
There. It was that wide open, 28 yards.
Boy, just an odd play right there. Ames had the setup, and Blumgren just gets way past the defense, and then it looked like the defense just stopped, like the play was blown dead, but it absolutely wasn't. There's the snap and the hold. French's kick is up, and it's good with 2:26 left in the third. Dripping Springs leading this one 49-7. Stay tuned. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support comes from Pedernales Electric Cooperative, your local nonprofit electric cooperative. PEC is member-focused, people-powered, and proud to deliver safe, reliable, and low-cost electricity to members across the Texas Hill Country. Learn how PEC keeps our community shining bright at mypec.com.
Support for Dripping Springs Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Half Off Fireworks. Available for hire in Texas for pyrotechnics for both public and private events. Fireworks sales begin December 20th at locations throughout Central Texas. Locations and online ordering at halfofffireworks.com.
Support for Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Keithley Physical Therapy. Dr. Keithley and his team of 12 PTs have focused on dripping spring sports injuries and rehab for the past 25 years. Two locations in Drip, Sawyer Ranch Medical Tower, and in the Arbor Center next to the high school. Details and hours online at KeithleyPT.com.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. 2:26 left here in the third. Tigers score on four plays with the 28-yard, kind of just backyard pitch and catch from Chase Ames to Merrick Bloomer. We've got to see it on the Jumbotron there. And you really just saw it looked like the Harlan defender just kind of gave up on the play once Blomgren got over his head. And really the ball kind of underthrown. Merrick just hung out.
He just
and waited for it and then basically jogged into the end zone. So that one returnable by the Hawks. They're going to get it across the 20 up to about, looks like, the 22.
Yeah, Denver O'Neal could have scored on that
I
one.
Believe so. Easily, too.
Easily, too. Well, he's got a lot of speed.
Well, so it is going to be, it looks like, official spot's going to be the 21-yard line for the Hawks. Hey, some scores from around the area. Lake Travis goes final, beating San Antonio Brennan 13-7. Blanco goes final, 56-0 Panthers. Medina Valley final, 49-7 winners. So Tigers will be taking on the Medina Valley Panthers next week. Time and date TBA. Here's the snap. Trotter rolling out to his right across the 25-30. Lots of running from 35 down at about the 30. Looks like 7-yard line before he's brought down. So 15-yard gain for Trotter and a first down for the Hawks.
When he runs, I keep hearing beep, 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 beep in my head like the Roadrunner.
So first down and 10, Harlan. Getting some other scores.
But the Coyote got the Roadrunner tonight, though.
Sure did. So ball at the 37-yard line, first and 10 Hawks. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. Trotter throwing to the right, caught across the 40 to the 42. Egro knocks the receiver out of bounds. That's number 6, Grady, on the catch. Gain of about 5 on the play, second down and 5.
Egro has been real physical here tonight too, Craig. For whatever reason, I think physicality was emphasized during practice prior to this game by the Tigers.
Big pressure by Dripping Springs on that. It looks like a keeper right there. Maybe a 2-yard gain on the play. Tigers really sniffed that one out. Could be third down now and short again for Harlan. That's number 7 on the carry. Graham had that one. It's going to be 3rd and 2. So Harlan substituting out, bringing the tight end in, number 88. That's Marquez Perkins on this third down. Ball is at the 45. They need the 47 for the first down. Tigers have 4 men up near the line of scrimmage. Motion by Harlan there. They fake the reverse. Trotter rolling out to his left, throwing. Has a man caught near midfield and out of bounds. That's Jivory Graham, the running back. Set up a little play fake. Leak him out of the backfield. He catches it near midfield. Takes it into Tiger territory. Goes out of bounds near the 45.
One of the better plays of the night by Harlan, for sure. He was wide open in that left flat.
So 9 yards there officially. This handoff goes to Graham. Has running room. He's going to get a touchdown on this one. Graham gets on the outside, 20-10. No, that's not Graham. I believe that's number 6. No, it was Graham. Sorry about that,
yeah,
folks.
It was 47 yards by Graham. And once he broke the line of scrimmage, he was able to hit that near sideline and just take it all the way to the house.
So Graham goes off right tackle for the 47-yard touchdown and just kind of had that running room. Good edge blocking by Harlan as they set the edge, got him out, and got the touchdown. 57 seconds left here in the third. Second score for the Hawks on the night. Cartagena's kick is up for the extra point, and it's good. So your score with 57 seconds left here in the third quarter. Dripping Springs leading this one 49-14. Stay tuned. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support for this broadcast on KDRP comes from Anytime Fitness, offering 24-hour access to cardio and weightlifting equipment with personal training options and small group workouts. New location, the Spring Bluff Center behind Pizza Hut in Dripping Springs. More information on Facebook and by phone at 512-858-7171.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Independent Branch in Dripping Springs. Financial consultant and branch leader Brian Carpenter provides investment information, education, and guidance. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings or located on Highway 290 in Belterra Village. Charles Schwab and Company Incorporated. Member SIPC.
Support for Dripping Springs Tiger football on KDRP comes from Dripping Springs Rental Center, providing tool and equipment rental for residents in Dripping Springs in the Texas Hill Country. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 until 5, and Saturday, 7:30 until noon. 3 miles north of Highway 290 on Ranch Road 12. Available by phone at 512-858-5337 and online at dsrentalcenter.com.
Welcome back to Tiger football here on KDRP. So Harlan takes it 79 yards in 5 plays to Ivory Graham with the 47-yard touchdown off right tackle. Squib kick looks like an onside by the Hawks. It's a scrum. Dripping Springs says they haven't. Harlan not acting like they do. So we're going to go ahead and say recovered by the Tigers right there on the onside attempt. So Harlan goes with the onside attempt. Does not pay off. Tigers going to take over first and 10 on their own 44.
Will Siddons, the sophomore tight end, on the recovery.
Good job there, Mr. Siddons.
Good job, Will. Good Will hunting for that football.
Good hunting, Will. Good hunting, Will. So getting a little cantankerous, I feel like, was Harlan trying to say, hey, let's try something. Did not work,
sure,
though.
First
and 10 Tigers. Starting unit still out there on offense. They're going to move Folks over to the H-back spot on the left side. There's the snap. Handoff goes to Jason Goto. No, it's a play fake again to Folks. Nice job. Keeps his balance across midfield. 45-40, 35-30, 25-20 before he's brought down. So Ronnie Folks, using that low center of gravity, keeps his feet. And the Tigers go explosive again. Near the red zone, ball is going to be at the 21, first and 10 Tigers.
And Ronnie was just rolling down the field as they show that on the Jumbotron, the replay, and he was thinking end zone. From the minute he caught that ball, you could tell, I want to get to the end zone, and he was fighting his hardest to get there.
35-yard gain on the play. That's just been great play fake action so far by Chase Ames. Waiting on the snap. There's the snap under pressure. That one's incomplete. So Ames trying to set up a screen, just throws that into the knees of a Harlan defender so he doesn't get hit. Going to be second down now and 10 Tigers. About 12 seconds left here in the third.
I got a feeling this might be the last drive for the first team offense.
I would think so, too. I think once you get to the fourth quarter, you can feel pretty comfortable about a 49-14 lead.
Well, if you're Harlan, if you score a touchdown, then get an onside kick.
Yeah.
Then you score another touchdown, get another onside. Well, never mind.
Yeah, and then you keep doing
much.
That.
And
yeah,
you
there
keep
you go.
Doing that a whole lot, you're good.
Second down and 10 now. They motion Reed out to the right. Swing pass to Reed out to that right side. Going to be close to the first down, but not quite. He goes out of bounds near the 15. This is going to be third down now and very short for Dripping Springs.
Nice job by Cooper. Good business decision, too, because I have a feeling if the score was 7-7, he might not have just stepped out of bounds, you know, but he did a good job of that's called situational awareness.
There you go. 6-yard gain officially for Cooper Reed on that catch. Tigers with the jumbo formation on this third and short. Going to be a handoff, but it's going to be blown dead. Procedure penalty against Dripping Springs.
I think sometimes when you go up-tempo, your tendency is to do that now and again.
So Tigers using that jumbo set, but this one costs them a false start. So that jumbo set, really, they put two H-backs. For those of you who don't know, they kind of put them in that slot to either side, kind of above
right.
The offensive tackles, and then they have a back lined up in the fullback position directly behind the quarterback. Quarterback is under center. So you ever hear me say jumbo, that's what it is. Third down and 9 now for the Tigers.
And if I was the defensive back trying to cover Cooper Reed right now, I'd be a little bit nervous prior to this snap.
Shotgun twins back setup. Attaway and Goda back there. There's the snap thrown. Can't really tell what happened. They're incomplete, so it's going to be fourth down now and 9. Go to try to catch it underneath, but it's going to be incomplete. So Tigers look like they're running out the field goal unit.
Got deflected there at the line of scrimmage, and now we get to see Ian French try about a 37-yarder.
So this is going to be set up officially a 37-yarder. Ball on the right hash. Again, 2 seconds left here in the third. Tigers leading this one 49-14. Harlan looks like they're overloading the left side. Now they set up for a middle block. There's the snap and the hold. Both good. The kick is up. It's got the distance. And it's good. So your new score is going to be Dripping Springs 52, Harlan 14. And we are at the end of the third quarter. Stay tuned for fourth quarter action, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support for KDRP comes from Massage Heights, Dripping Springs, providing deep tissue and Swedish massages, facials, dynamic cupping, and wellness treatments personalized for your rejuvenation. On 290 in the shops at Ledgestone, scheduling online at massageheights.com/dripping-springs.
Support for Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Keithley Physical Therapy. Dr. Keithley and his team of 12 PTs have focused on Dripping Springs sports injuries and rehab for the past 25 years. Two locations in Drip, Sawyer Ranch Medical Tower, and in the Arbor Center next to the high school. Details and hours online at KeithleyPT.com.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. We are at the start of the fourth quarter, and your Dripping Springs Tigers leading this one 52-14. I want to say unexpected. I'm looking over at Denver O'Neill, our engineer. I want to say it's unexpected, but this Tiger team is something different. That's all I'm going to say. Men on a mission tonight for sure. So Dripping Springs leading this one 52-14. That field goal good from 37 yards by Ian French. And now the Tigers going to have the wind at their back. It has calmed down quite a bit, though. You can tell the flag's kind of hanging limply now. There's French's kick. Going to be a nice deep kick into the end zone and out of bounds for a touchback. Harlan going to take over first and 10 from their own 25. Let's see who the Tigers trotting out. Looks like they've still got that first unit D out there. Working through some other guys on the defensive line, though, is Dripping Springs. So I see number 40 for the Tigers out there on that defensive line, Will Siddons. Feel like number 92 for the Tigers as well, Brady Smith. And number 90 for Dripping Springs, Luke Pace. Now they rotate Pace out, number 94, 93. So there's those Jackson Saphir coming in the game. Major Bettridge coming in the game as well. First and 10 Hawks. Bring the back into the backfield, H-back to the right side, quarterback keeper by Trotter. He's got running him across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Going to have a gain of 11 and a first down.
So he Trotter, does have a good burst.
He really does. And, again, it's so hard to, partner. You know, you've been containing this dangerous guy over and over again. You got it to the point where it doesn't necessarily matter, right? And then it's and then he's able to get some running room. This one, a handoff to Graham, bounces from his right out to his left. Good hang on by a Tiger defender right there.
That was a good job. That was Colton Tripp.
So Colton Tripp just holding on to Jersey. 3-yard gain on the play. Move them up to the 39.
And again, stay with us after the game where our postgame show, our Communicare Healthcare Center's postgame show, we'll talk about the play of the game. I think I have an idea of what that might be, and also the player of the game.
So second down now and 7 for the Hawks. There's the snap. Trotter going to run over to his left side. Now he's cutting back to his right. Going to have the first down and across the, looks like the 40, 35, 30 goes Aldrick Trotter. Into Tiger territory, going to look like across the 30 to the 29. So big gain by Aldrick Trotter. He's starting to find some seams. Probably a little too late, 10:55 left in the game.
Well, it's definitely too late, and it's kind of too bad that the stats will end up being a tad skewed there. But anybody who watched this game will know the real story, despite how many yards he might tack on here in this last 10 minutes.
Inside handoff goes to Graham. He's across the 30 to the 26. So gain of about 4. And for second down and seven.
And, of course, for a lot of these seniors on the Harlan football team, this might be the last time, and more likely than not, the last time that most of these players put on pads and helmets in their life. And so this will be a night that they remember for a long, long time. It's definitely bittersweet. They've had a great season, but it's going to come to an end, and all good things must come to an end.
That's right.
It looks like that's the case for Harlan here tonight.
Second down and officially seven for the Hawks. There's the snap. Trotter back to pass. Now he's going to have to step up and roll out to his left. Kind of jump pass caught by a receiver across the 20 inside the 14. Let's see. That's number seven.
Yeah,
the running back, Graham gets
again.
Out and
he's
catches
all
it.
Over the place, isn't he?
So Jivory Graham is one of those seniors that you were talking about there, Mike, along with Aldrick Trotter, along with Jordan Grady, right, along with trying to think of who else, Xavier Smith. So this one, Graham gets the handoff. No gain on the play, though. Short gain on the play.
Boy, and a nice job by the Harlan fan base, too. Most of these folks stuck around, even though the outcome was pretty much decided in the first half. They had a good crowd here tonight.
There's the snap rolling out to his right as Trotter throws this one to the corner of the end zone. Incomplete. Out of the back of the end zone. That pass intended for,
I believe that might have been Xavier Smith.
Yes,
he was trying to
hit
deep.
Xavier Smith out of the corner of the end zone. Coverage right there by Colton Tripp. So third down now.
It looked like he was open there for a yard or two, but couldn't get the ball to him.
Tigers bring in some extra pass rush on this third down and nine now.
So you're going to cook Thanksgiving, or are you going to go somewhere and eat it?
Well,
somewhere?
Oh, we cook. We cook.
All
the Swanick family's going to cook. Mostly my wife. I don't do like I'll, I would like I've done a fried turkey before, but she likes to smoke it. Oh, it's going to be a reverse. Then they throw back to Trotter on the reverse for the little flea flicker, but they get to the 10. So a lot of activity, not very many yards, maybe 2 yards on the play. Fourth down now and seven.
They've tried some of those trick plays throughout the night. Tonight, usually with not a really high degree of success.
Hey, getting a shout out here from our compatriot over on the Blanco team, Austin Required. He says, "Hey, got to give him the shout out by saying redemption is sweeter than a lollipop." That's
there
what he said. So the redemption tour is continuing here.
Absolutely.
For the Tigers. 9:01 left in the game. Tigers leading 52-14. There's the snap. Trotter play fake rolling out to his right, trying to get to the sideline on this fourth down, out of bounds. He's going to be really close to the line to gain. He's at the six.
And he took a leap at about the four, it looks like, and kind of stuck the ball out, and the ball came loose but rolled out of bounds. So there you go. Didn't quite get it.
So did not get it at the four, needed the three, and another turnover on downs for Harlan. Tigers going to take over. Now is when I imagine we start to see some second-unit guys coming out if you're Dripping Springs, leading this one 52-14 with under 9 minutes left to play.
You know, you read about some teams on Thanksgiving, they do things like they make their – the freshman will come out and play against somebody.
Yeah.
Does Dripping Springs
They'll
do
some
any
parent
of that
stuff
kind of
with the
stuff?
Scout team guys, I believe. So that's kind of what they do. It is a second unit night now for Dripping Springs. Freidenberg, your quarterback. He's got Attaway next to him. This is a handoff to Attaway. Nice jump cut by Attaway at the five. Buys them some breathing room across the 10 to the 11. So Attaway from the 4 to the 11, give him 6.
Attaway's been a nice back to watch play
yes,
this
has.
Year, Craig. He's been a good change of pace with Jason Goda. They've got a 1-2 punch that's pretty good.
So second down now and four. Tigers taking their time on this one. 8:23 left here, 19 seconds on the play clock. Break the huddle on this second down and four. Freidenberg's got Attaway to his right. Gets the snap. It's going to be a quarterback keeper. Not going to find much, though. He hits the pile at about the 12, maybe the 13. So it is going to be enough for the first down, though. First and 10, Tigers, as they get across the 13 to the 14.
And the front line receivers are still in the game. Cooper Reed, James Montgomery, Merrick Blumgren.
Yeah, and I think, too, a lot of times you do that when – you know what you're doing here. Ball's going to be run up the middle quite a bit.
Right.
Not a lot of exterior blocking out on those outside corners. So first down and 10 Tigers. Ball at the 14-yard line. Pete Freidenberg in the pistol. He's got the pistol formation. Attaway behind him. Ball's fumbled. That might be recovered by Harlan, and I believe so.
Yep,
Harlan
got
picks it up off that exchange, and Hawks going to take over first and 10. Ball's going to be about at the 12-yard line. So first turnover of the night.
And you're right. That was an exchange situation. I think that was going to be a zone read of some sort. It just ended up on the turf.
Yeah, that one on the exchange, it is fumbled. So first down and 10, Harlan. They're going to take over with good field position here. Looks like Tigers bringing in a lot of the second unit now on defense, though. Yep, I see almost all second unit guys out there. A couple of exchanges with the first unit. I see Liam Lawson still out there at cornerback. So here we are, first down 10, 7:31 left. There's the snap. Handoff goes to Graham working the right side, and that second unit says, not so fast, maybe a gain of one on the play.
He is stacked up immediately at that line of scrimmage.
So they say no gain. The Tigers rotate through, get some new bodies out there on the defensive line. Second down and 9 now. Actually, looks like second and 10. They called 9 on the PA, but the spot has it at 10 with the sticks. So we'll stick with the official sticks here. Second down and 10 now for the Hawks. Four-man front for Dripping Springs. They're going to put a man in motion back into the backfield. There's the snap. Going to be a reverse play. Running back has some room. Tripped up at the – no, he's able to break the tackle. He's going to get into the end zone. Looks like he was going to be stopped. Keeps his legs churning.
That's Graham again from 12 yards out.
So Jaivory Graham goes in for the touchdown. And Harlan trying to make this respectable with 6:39 left, scoring again.
Well, and that's going to be something that Galen brings up is, hey, when we get the foot on the gas, keep pushing it, and he's certainly not going to like the turnover there.
So that turnover leads to Harlan points waiting on the snap. There's the snap and the hold. The kick is up, and it's good. So your score is 6:39 left, Dripping Springs 52, Harlan 21. Stay tuned. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support for KDRP comes from Massage Heights, Dripping Springs, providing deep tissue and Swedish massages, facials, dynamic cupping, and wellness treatments personalized for your rejuvenation. On 290 in the shops at Ledgestone, scheduling online at massageheights.com/dripping-springs. Funding for Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Grease Monkey, Quick Lube, and Brakes, servicing our community's automotive needs, including oil changes, battery replacement, transmission services, and brakes. Located on Highway 290, just west of the HEB Shopping Center. Appointment bookings online at greasemonkey.com.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. So Harlan takes advantage of the Tiger turnover, gets it into the end zone with 6:39 left to play. Still don't think it's going to make a huge difference in this one. Think we're pretty much, I think you can kind of put a bow on it, right? 6:39 left, 52-21. Maybe some more points, you know, for the Hawks if they want to keep, you know, leaving their first unit in and keep trying to score here. That kick is going to be a touchback.
See how the Dripping Springs offense responds now after turning the ball over previously.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You know, when you get some new players out there, you can kind of get on them a little bit and then really kind of force them, you know, force some action there. So a couple of subs out. Harrison Rohrer coming in the game. Looks like Dodge Reed getting into the slot. Looks like Logan Keim is going to be your quarterback. This
right.
Handoff goes to the left side to Achetta. He's going to lose yards back to the 20, though. So loss of 5 on the play for Frank Achetta. Second down and 15 now for the Tigers.
Frank, yet another talented running back for Dripping Springs. They have a slew of them this year.
Achetta going out. Attaway coming in. And again, Keim, your quarterback right now on this second down and 15. Dripping Springs taking their time. 15 seconds left on the play clock. 6 minutes left in the ball game. Again, Tigers going to be advancing in the UIL Division II, 6A Division II playoffs. Going to be facing Medina Valley next week sometime. Either Friday or Saturday. There's the snap, going to be a play fake. Screen pass complete across 25-30, 35-40, 45. Still fighting for room into midfield. Believe that was Harrison Rohrer. He went into the sideline. No, it was number 85, Ryder Mustang for the Tigers. Up to midfield and into the 49. First down and 10, Dripping Springs in Harlan territory.
And a good job by Keim to get him the football quickly so that he could do damage with his running.
So first and 10 Tigers, 5:43 left here in the ball game. There's the snap. This one going to be an inside handoff to Attaway, falling down across the 46 to the 45, it looks like. So let's see where they officially spot it at the 46. Gain of about 3 on the play. Second down and 7.
The one thing I think I miss, and you've gotten to experience this a lot more than I did when I played a little baseball in high school, is the bus trips back home after you win a big game on the road.
Big game winning bus trips
are the most fun.
And those are the things that I think make the most memories. When we had our best playoff run, we were playing a couple playoff games in Columbus, Texas. So you had these long bus rides home after big wins. Second down and 7 now, Tigers. Another inside handoff to Attaway, picking and choosing his spot. Finds a good seam, going to be just short. They give him the 41. Tigers need the 39 for the first down. But, yeah, we always loved it, partner. It was, just so much fun because everybody's just having a great time. And we always kind of did the – you saw it. I set this up intentionally on the long bus rides home. You'd enjoy yourself for about 30, 40 minutes. And then we would do the gas station stop, and that's when all the kids would fall asleep.
Oh,
so then you're like, okay, we can relax, right?
Now we can back off the fun and frivolity a little bit.
But the glow after a big, big playoff win is just – when you know you're still playing, it's just something really special,
yes.
I feel like.
Yes, so. And you can't – you can't recapture that in any other aspect of your life.
There's not at all.
Things that happen in sports that you just can't duplicate or replicate, and I think that's why so many athletes just miss it so much.
Oh, absolutely.
When they're done playing, it's the locker room stuff and the bus stop and the knowing glances when you look at your teammate and we did it tonight, didn't we?
Yep. There's so many little things that I think. There's a lot of interesting talks about coaching. When you coach sports, it's kind of like a drug because the adrenaline you get from the big wins and things like that. And you really can't, coming from somebody who coached for 15 years, you can't replicate big wins, that you just don't have that same kind of thing. Third down and 2, Dripping Springs. They need the 39. Going to be a keeper here. Don't think he's going to have it as he gets to the 40. So going to be fourth down now and 1 for the Tigers. Believe that was Freidenberg in at QB. Yep, so they kept it with Pete Freidenberg there. Going to be just shy, 4th and 1. Dripping Springs leaving the offense on the field, though. There comes the punt team. At the last second, punt team comes on. 4:12 left to play. Tigers going to let Mateo Perez get a little more work here.
Mateo's pretty good at dropping these punts down in there, so it's probably good in the long term to get him a little more work here tonight, because as you advance into the playoffs, you don't expect to put 50 points on the board every week.
Well, and you don't expect to have a blowout victory against a team, I think, too, that essentially hadn't lost a game all year other than the forfeit. There's Perez, puts his foot into it at midfield, bounces at the 12. Now back to the 13-14 before it's down. That's number 85, Mustang, downing the ball for the Tigers. 3:36 left. Really, all that's left at this point is some conjecture, partner. So we're just minding our time now for the last 3:36. So what do you got planned for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'm going to – my daughter from Colorado Springs is flying in, at the airport on Monday night, and she's spending the night, and then me and her are going to get up and drive to Abilene, my sister's house. And we're going to eat. I'm going to make my special potato salad.
Oh, wait a minute. I don't know about this.
I'm a potato salad expert.
Okay, I like that.
So there you go. We're going to have fun and watch football and eat too much.
First and 10, Hawks. Trotter with the keeper rolling out to the right. Going to have the first down before he steps out of bounds at the 29. All right, so I have lots of Thanksgiving favorites, but it's always fun, like different families' traditions, right?
Uh-huh.
So my wife is she's from Lafayette, Louisiana. It's a Cajun family, right? And I laugh because they have something called rice dressing. We'll get this snap.
Rice dressing.
And I'll tell you about what it is. Running back goes off to his left. So that
I'd probably eat it.
Yeah, oh, you would. So have you ever heard of dirty rice like Cajun dirty?
Yes, of course.
So I don't actually know the difference between that and rice dressing. There's some subtle little differences.
Oh.
But rice dressing is such a big thing in Cajun
country,
right? Yep, absolutely. There's a timeout on the field, though. So we'll talk more Thanksgiving. After this break, you are listening to Tiger Football here on KDRP.
Support for Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Keith Lee Physical Therapy. Dr. Keith Lee and his team of 12 PTs have focused on Dripping Springs sports injuries and rehab for the past 25 years. Two locations in Drip, Sawyer Ranch Medical Tower, and in the Arbor Center next to the high school. Details and hours online at KeithLeePT.com.
And by AutoNation Chevrolet, offering a wide range of Chevrolet vehicles like the Silverado, the Colorado, and the Equinox. Get an online appraisal at AutoNationChevroletWestAustin.com with details on buying, selling, or trading in your car, available in-store at 183 and Duval.
And by Communicare, offering integrated primary and specialty care for patients of all ages, including pediatric, family and sports medicine, teen health, senior care, dental and behavioral health services. Locations in Kyle, Wimberley, San Marcos, and San Antonio. More information at CommunicareSA.org.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. So second down now and one for Harlan coming out of this timeout. There's the handoff. He's not going to get it, so he's going to be a yard shy. And again, the Tiger 2s say, hey, we're going to hold on to this, so no gain on the play. Third down now and that same 2.
So, folks, if you're listening, Craig and I talked about either A, football during the break,
right,
or B, Thanksgiving food.
Yeah, those are the two things we talk
those
about.
Those are your choices.
You know, I love the holidays, though. I love the and I'm actually getting
too
soft. I used to be big, like, no Christmas anything until after Thanksgiving, but I heard some Christmas music the other day. I was like, oh, I like it.
Yeah.
Here we go. Third
and
2. They faked the reverse, rolling out to the right, throwing incomplete, though. That pass was intended, believe, for number 8, Xavier Smith. Do believe Harlan might have another quarterback in the game. Let's see. Yeah. No, it's still Trotter.
It's still Trotter. Graham was wide open, by the way, and the fact that he was wide open got the attention of one of the defensive coaches over there on the Dripping Springs
side. Yeah, they did not like that. So fourth down and 2 now for Harlan. Harlan has turned the ball over on downs 4 times tonight. Sorry, 3 times tonight. Nope, 4. I was wrong. I was right originally.
That seems low.
So fourth and 2. Well, they had the interceptions as
well. Oh, that's right.
Yep. There's the snap, quarterback keeper by Trotter. He is going to have the first down just barely. Now he fights ahead, though. So he had it for about a yard or two, but then they create a pile and push it ahead up to the 42. First down and 10, Hawks. 2:15 left. I believe this will take us to the 2-minute timeout. But it's up to Harlan to decide. Once they get the chain set, they'll start the clock.
Trotter has been hit a few times here tonight. That 160-pound body of his is going to be a little bit sore when
he
wakes
up. Yeah, I think he's
going
to be a little bit worse for wear. So we are going to go to the 2-minute timeout. Dripping Springs leading this one 52-21. Stay tuned for the last 2 minutes and then for the postgame show, folks. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support comes from Pedernales Electric Cooperative, your local nonprofit electric cooperative. PEC is member-focused, people-powered, and proud to deliver safe, reliable, and low-cost electricity to members across the Texas Hill Country. Learn how PEC keeps our community shining bright at mypec.com.
Support for Dripping Springs Tiger Football on KDRP comes from Half Off Fireworks. Available for hire in Texas for pyrotechnics for both public and private events. Fireworks sales begin December 20th at locations throughout Central Texas. Locations and online ordering at halfofffireworks.com.
Welcome back to Tiger Football here on KDRP. So we are in the 2-minute timeout. Both teams still chatting it over. Again, this one going to be in the books in the last 2 minutes. Tigers leading 52-21. Next week, Tigers taking on Medina Valley. Site TBD, time TBD, day TBD, but a full Craig Swanick and Mike Blackwell not to be determined. We know that's going to happen next week.
That's going to happen, the good Lord willing.
Yep. So Thanksgiving, always a good one. Always good when you're you know, a football team that's still practicing over the holidays, something you love. I know for parents sometimes I think it throws the monkey wrench. The first time we started learning, hey, you got to stay at home for Thanksgiving. We got football to play. First down and 10.
That's right.
Harlan, there's the snap. Inside handoff goes to Graham. Has running room across midfield into Tiger territory at the 45. That's going to give them another first down. Gain of about 12 on the play. Jivory Graham kind of found his rhythm a little bit too late, unfortunately.
They're still trying to score, aren't they, Craig?
They sure are. Right back at it goes Trotter. Throws complete to his tight end. Across the 35 down to the 32. Move the chains again, and another Harlan first down. 1:41 left to play here in this football game.
Trying to get the number. Oh, that was Marquez Perkins, the tight end who made that catch.
So Perkins with the catch, and right back at it go the Hawks. 1:30 left. Clock is running. Two receivers to the right. Handoff goes to the running back. He's got running room out to the right side. Jump cut. Going to have the first down, 20, 25, 20, 15, 10. Sorry about that. And inside the 10 down to the 8.
That was Graham again. He's getting a lot of stats here in this second half.
So Jivory Graham gets the Harlan Hawks a first down and goal at the 8. Harlan right back at it. 1:20 left here in the ball game. Harlan clearly trying to score. It's going to be a keeper. Trotter has it at the 5 before he's brought down. So short gain on the play. Tigers, couple Tigers just laying on Aldrick Trotter. And you could tell Trotter, a little bit of a limp there. He's out of night.
Exhausted,
he's banged up.
Man. Yeah, he is. And they've got two timeouts remaining here. And you know they're going to try to stick this in the end zone big time.
So 55 seconds left. Harlan does take a breather, though, this time. Look to the sideline to get the play. Let the play clock wind down a bit. Trotter by himself in the backfield. He's got an H-back over to his right. There's the snap, looking left, throwing left into the back of the end zone. Incomplete. That pass intended.
Late flag, though, laying there in the end zone, correct?
So that may be pass interference on the defense. It's going to stop the clock with 37 seconds left, but Tigers leading this one 52-21. So head official going over, trying to get where they're going to mark it. So it is going to be pass interference against the Tigers. They're spotting it first and goal at the 2. Tigers send in their goal line package on defense. 37 seconds left. Harlan never saying die here. They've still got that first unit out trying to score. Empty backfield for Trotter. You've got to expect a QB keeper. Nope, back to pass, but this one's blown dead. Officials earning their keep here. That's going to be a procedure penalty against the Hawks. So first and goal from the 2 moves to first and goal from the 7. Hey, you got to hand it to the refs. They're doing their job, right? They're saying, hey.
That's exactly right. Let's play by the rules, young men.
Yep, finish the game. 35 seconds left in this ball game.
Some more hardware. Make some more room in the trophy
case
over
right.
there at Driven
That's
Springs
right.
High School.
I'm going to have to dig up. I really, you know, I should have been better prepared. I'm going to do my hand up accountability here because I really want to look at Z's playoff record at some point. I think we've got to do that. So Graham in the backfield, going to be a keeper for Trotter. He is going to trot into the end zone for the touchdown.
I see what you did
29 seconds left. Harlan still fighting. That's going to take it to 52-27 pending the extra point.
This thing is going to look a lot better than it actually was.
Well, I think anybody who paid attention is going to know, even at 52-28, you're going to go, yeah. Wow, what happened there?
Yeah, for sure.
But then when you look at 42-7 halftime score, you go, wow.
I'm thinking like a coach now. Yeah. We shouldn't have given up those 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, there you go. So Trotter takes it in from 7 out. There's the snap and the hold. Kick is up. And it is good. So your score with 29 seconds left, 52-28. We'll stay here. I won't make Denver do any extra work back there. So 52-28, Tigers officially going to be moving on to face Medina Valley. And I want to say, let's think about this. Now, three out of the last 4 years, the Tigers have advanced to the third round of the playoffs, I believe.
That's right.
Yep.
That's so exactly right.
Three out of the past four, maybe four out of the past five, including this one. So
I don't know about the
fifth. I can
fifth.
Do this. Hold you on. Can. I can. Yeah, I can do it. So I have to do it by quarterback. So Novosad, Novosad. then you had the Maddox Marr, Jack Williams year. So those 3 years, they all went to the third round, right? And then last year did not, and so then this year advancing to the round. So four out of the last 5 years, Tigers advancing into the regional section of the playoffs. So you go by district and area. That third round starts your regional quarterfinals, and Tigers advancing into the regional section of the playoffs for the fourth time in the last 5 years. Very good success right there.
In the second round, of course, you're the area champion.
That's right. So Tigers about to be the area champion. That kick goes into the end zone for the touchback. I think we're one victory formation snap away. I hope it's not two or three because Harlan using their timeouts. But Tigers should be one victory formation snap away from putting this one to bed.
I hate to bring this up, but what happens if the lights go out now?
Well, I'm going to put
Can
my flashlight on, and
we're
going to leave.
Finish yep. this dang thing. Yep. Yeah.
We're going to leave. We're just going to go ahead. We're going to wrap it up and let them run the last 29 seconds left in their own time. So victory formation for Dripping Springs. We are one snap away from an area championship for the Tigers. There it is. Takes a knee. Harlan does not use their timeout. They're headed to the sideline, and your final score – Dripping Springs 52, Harlan 28. Tigers advance yet again to the regional quarterfinal round of the playoffs. Stay tuned for the postgame show coming up next. You're listening to Tiger Football on KDRP.
Support comes from Pedernales Electric Cooperative, your local nonprofit electric cooperative. PEC is member-focused, people-powered, and proud to deliver safe, reliable, and low-cost electricity to members across the Texas Hill Country. Learn how PEC keeps our community shining bright at mypec.com.
And by Communicare, offering integrated primary and specialty care for patients of all ages, including pediatric, family and sports medicine, teen health, senior care, dental and behavioral health services. Locations in Kyle, Wimberley, San Marcos, and San Antonio. More information at communicaresa.org.
And by AutoNation Chevrolet, offering a wide range of Chevrolet vehicles like the Silverado, the Colorado, and the Equinox. Get an online appraisal at AutoNationChevroletWestAustin.com with details on buying, selling, or trading in your car, available in-store at 183 and Duval.
Support for KDRP comes from Massage Heights, Dripping Springs, providing deep tissue and Swedish massages, facials, dynamic cupping, and wellness treatments personalized for your rejuvenation. On 290 in the shops at Ledgestone, scheduling online at massageheights.com/dripping-springs.
Song now about my hometown.
Welcome back to Alamo Stadium. Mike Blackwell along with Craig Swanick and also Denver O'Neill. This is the Communicare Healthcare Center's post-game show. Let's run down the scoring summary for you. A lot of scoring here tonight, that's for sure. Tigers
take
got
a deep breath.
Yeah, I'm taking a deep breath and take some oxygen and all that stuff. Cooper Reed scored first in this ballgame tonight on a 13-yard touchdown reception from Chase Ames with 8:17 left to play in the first quarter. The Tigers led it by a score of 7-0. Then it was Jason Goda who got into the action with a 47-yard touchdown run. Ian French's extra point with 5:47 left to play in the first gave Dripping Springs a 14-0 lead. Harlan then got on the board when C'Ivory Graham, the running back, scored from 1 yard out. Carlos Cartenegas kicked the extra point, and with 3:45 left to play in the first, Dripping Springs led 14-7, but Tigers able to push that to 21-7 when Reed scored again on a touchdown pass from Chase Ames. This one from 67 yards out. French's extra point with 2:55 left to play in the first gave Dripping Springs a 21-7 score. Yes, after the first period of play. Second period started when Pete Friedenberg came in on a quarterback keeper, a 6-yarder. He scored the touchdown. Ian French capped that off with an extra point. 11:54 left to play in the second quarter. Tigers led 28-7, then pushed it to 35-7. when Colton Tripp scored on a pick six from 22 yards out, an interception return for a touchdown. 6:17 left to play in the second. Tigers led 35-7 at that point, and then made the halftime score 42-7 when Lawson Attaway scored on a 9-yard touchdown pass from Chase Ames. That came with 1:02 left to play in the first half. That was your halftime score, 42-7. Tigers then scored first again in the second half when Merrick Bloomgren scored on a 28-yard touchdown pass from, guess who, Chase Ames. That came with 2:26 left to play in the third. Tigers led at that point 49-7. Then it was Graham on a 47-yard touchdown run with 1:15 left to play in the third. Tigers led it 49-14 following the extra point. Tigers then added a field goal on the last play of the third period. It was Ian French hitting it from 37 yards out, and Tigers led 52-14 then at that point. And then in the fourth quarter, Graham with another touchdown, this one on a 12-yard run with 6:39 left to play. That cut the Tigers' lead to 52-21. And then it was Aldrick Trotter, the Harlan quarterback, who scored on a 28-yard keeper, followed by the extra point with only 29 seconds left to play. The final score again tonight, area champions Dripping Springs Tigers, the final score 52-28. And now let's talk to Craig briefly and talk about next week and where we go from here. And,
that's right.
I got a feeling that Galen Zimmerman's just completely beside himself, happy with this one, and is ready to go on to the next
Absolutely.
One next week.
Absolutely. You get to enjoy it tonight, and then by the time the bus ride's over, you're probably already thinking about Medina Valley. So Tigers advance in the area round. And like we talked about, they advance. I said regional quarters, correct myself, the regional semifinals. So Tigers advance to become a regional semifinalist for the fourth time in 5 years. They're going to face the Medina Valley Panthers, a former district foe from about 8 to 10 years ago. So Tigers looking at that. We don't know the time. We don't know the date yet. But Tigers going to be playing after Thanksgiving again for the fourth time in the last 5 years. Very, very exciting if you are a Dripping Springs fan. Let's talk players of the game and play of the game. I'm going to start with
yes.
the play of the game. We can't really – the Pertinalis Electric Cooperative electric play of the game just was so impressive. It was the Cooper Reed touchdown.
I had
not seen anything like that. So underthrown ball by Chase Ames gets tipped up by a Harlan defender, and Cooper Reed, just with the presence of mind to start playing tip drill to himself, keeps his feet, tips it to himself once, tips him to itself twice, catches it, and houses it from 66 yards. You got to love that, partner. And then for the player of the game, it's so funny. I haven't given it to him in weeks, and I'm going to have to, but I get the liberty to make choices like this. I'm giving it
to two people.
Yep. So
okay.
Offensively, it's got to be Chase Ames. You could say Cooper Reed. You could say Jason Goda, but Chase Ames just staying solid. He was heated up all night in this pocket and stayed poised, stayed calm, through for four touchdowns, and just the poise that he had against this Harlan pressure when we'd seen it the last couple years. He really stood up and got the ball where it needed to go. So congratulations to you, Chase Ames. And then absolutely, I called his name about 15 times tonight, Dylan Brasher, in this Tiger defense.
What a game he played.
Leading the charge for this Tiger defense, just absolutely stifling Harlan. So those are our awards tonight. And, Mike, I'm looking forward to next week already.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, too, and our bellies will be full and we'll be warm. And wherever we're going to be, you can listen to the game on KDRP or the Sun Radio Sports app for sure. And can't wait. Happy Thanksgiving, partner.
Happy Thanksgiving.
How about that? Let's go ahead and put a Christmas bow on this win tonight, our final tonight from the Rock Pile, Alamo Stadium in San Antonio, is Dripping Springs 52 and Harlan 28. Tigers move to 11-1 on the year with the win. Yeah, they're really good at football.
Yeah.
The Hawks in their season at 10-2, also good at football, just not quite as good as the Tigers this year. Tigers will now move on to the third round of the playoffs. Our game tonight was brought to you by the Kathle Physical Therapy, by Grease Monkey, by Massage Heights, Half Off Fireworks, Dripping Springs Rental Center, Anytime Fitness, Pernalis Electric Cooperative, AutoNation Chevrolet, West Austin, and Communicare Healthcare Centers. Big thanks, of course, to Craig and Denver for their fine work tonight. Let's do it again next week. How about that? The season moves on for the Tigers, who have come to San Antonio and captured the area championship with this win tonight. That means Galen Zimmerman's team will be playing on Thanksgiving weekend. And if you're playing on Thanksgiving weekend, Craig, then it's okay to start dreaming a little bit.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that giblet gravy sure tastes good when you're eating it while you're knowing that you still have football to play. And, again, when we know next week's schedule, we will pass it along to you ASAP. The Tigers have both survived and advanced tonight. So for Craig in Denver and all the folks who helped us tonight, I'm Mike Blackwell, and this has been a presentation of KDRP and the Sun Radio Sports Network. Onward and upward. See you next week. Good night, friends.